Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this the number you called about the iPad?
And let me have your zip code, please, ma'am.
70394.
All right, give me 1 second. And what's that first and last name, please?
Lena Chambers.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me see if I can associate an account for you. Right now, ma'am, I'm not seeing an account for you in my system associated with that. Did you recently place an order for it, or is that what you're inquiring about?
Yes, ma'am. But what happened when I went back to look at it online, it told me to redo it because the date I gave wasn't the correct expiration date.
Okay, well, ma'am, what it is, if they told you to do that, there's nothing in my system at the time. No order for you because evidently it did not go through. So maybe you can go back to whatever website you were on and replace the order.
Okay. And another thing I need to know is before I place anything, they tell me two different prices. They're telling me to do I think it was $3 and some for the postage fees or whatever. And then they come back and pull the $6.95 out of my banking account. So I don't know if I'm gonna replace that order back again because of the fact that they're not pulling out what they're supposed to pull out.
Correct, I do understand. I cannot see it, as I said, in my system. No order for you has come through my system as of yet, so I don't know if it actually went through or anything.
Okay, let's say if they pull the $6.95, would you credit it back to my account?
If the $6.95 is what they're supposed to pull from your account, I'm quite sure if that order goes through, then that would be the only charge there. Now, once it comes through my system and I have an account for you, then I will be better able to locate whatever it is in the system that they charge you for, okay?
But when I'm doing the order for the iPad, it's telling me I just need to send $3.95 or something.
Okay. I'm not quite sure because, as I said, we are a third-party call center, so I'm not actually able to see how the order is processed. The only thing I will be able to see is when an order will come through my system for you.
Okay, I'm going to try to do it again.
All right.
But this is not even a scam, huh?
No, ma'am. It's such a legitimate company.
And they do send out your iPad to you. And
yes.
You're not obligated for anything.
Yes, ma'am. You will receive the item that you're trying to actually get.
And what is it?
It is an iPad.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying it's not like you have to be obligated to anything or any kind of, you know, what you call it, like a free trial thing or anything like that.
No, ma'am. If you read the terms and conditions, it would explain all of everything in the terms and condition before you submit that order.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. I'll go back and look at it. Thank you, ma'am, for that information.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. And you have a great day.
Okay. You too.
Mhm. Bye bye.